All right, so let's get into this week's show and podcast. We're going to start out with some John Coltrane. This is The Night Has a Thousand Eyes.
Thank you.
John Coltrane from his album John Coltrane Sound, and we heard The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. One of the early iterations of the great John Coltrane Quartet, this one featuring John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Steve Davis on bass, not to be confused with the current Steve Davis, trombone player from the Hartford area, but Steve Davis on bass, soon to be replaced by Jimmy Garrison for this quartet. And finally, last but not least, Elvin Jones on drums. Recorded back in October of 1960, but not released until 1964. But there's some great, great tunes on this album, including classics like Equinox and 26-2 and Central Park West and the one you just heard, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. All right. I really dug the way McCoy Tyner sounded on that composition by John Coltrane. So we're going to do a little McCoy Tyner set. This one is from Song for My Lady. We're going to hear the title track from that.
Thank you.
McCoy Tyner. Wow, that was great. McCoy Tyner from his album Trident, a trio album, and just a wonderful rendition of the Monk classic, Ruby My Dear. McCoy Tyner, that was recorded in 1975 with a trio of McCoy Tyner on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Good time to mention, Ron Carter is going to be performing in Hartford tomorrow night, Friday, on March 20th, at the Polish National Home as part of a series from the Hartford Jazz Society. He's going to be appearing with Ethan Iverson in a duo performance. And that should be very interesting because those are, I would say, some quite contrasting styles. Ron Carter, one of the great jazz masters, one of the greatest living bassists alive. And Ethan Iverson, probably known best for his work with Bad Plus, very much kind of an out there, stretching the envelope kind of musician. And Ron Carter being that rock solid, deep, straight ahead sounding bass. So I'm going to enjoy that. That's going to, I believe it's about, the doors open at 7 o'clock for this performance, and you won't want to miss it. Ron Carter and Ethan Iverson at the Polish National Home in Hartford, Connecticut. All right, time now is 4:27. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Special edition, streaming on the internet. Not going over the airways, but we have a side channel that we broadcast, if you want to say, over the internet at 2.whus.org. Or you can go to our website, www.whus.org, and you'll see the link for WHUS2. All right, we're going to continue on. Oh, I didn't announce the song before that. Okay, so let's do this again. We just listened to Ruby My Dear from McCoy Tyner and his Trident album. And before that, we heard from McCoy Tyner from his album Song for My Lady. And we heard the title track from that one. Quite an intense piece. That was recorded back in 1972, released in 1973. And that quartet is McCoy Tyner on piano, Sonny Fortune on saxophone, Calvin Hill on bass, and a pounding drums from Alphonse Mouzon, really pushing that piece along. So a great, great track from one of my favorite piano players of all time and still going strong. His name's McCoy Tyner. All right, let's continue on with some more music. We're going to kind of get into a nice groove here on this next one with a guitarist. His name is Grant Green. We're going to hear the title track from his album, Idle Moments. Thank you. That was Grant Green, a great guitarist. And that was just such a nice, pretty, slow groove. I really dig that. Idle Moments is the name of that track and the name of that album. An album that was recorded back in 1964 with a great sextet on this. Listen to who was on this album. Grant Green on guitar, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Duke Pearson on piano, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Al Harewood on drums. 15 minutes long, and it was just such a sweet groove. Idle Moments. I wonder whether those changes were taken from Stolen Moments. I don't know. I really like that, though. All right, time now is 4:45 here on In the Groove Jazz and Beyond on our internet streaming channel, WHUS2, which you can listen to at whus.org. You can also catch this as a podcast. I do a podcast independently of the station and the radio show, but I do this podcast, and you can check that out at www.jazzandbeyond.com. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you can listen to segments of this show and more. So you might want to check that out as well. You can also at that website, you'll see all my social media connections. So I'd love for you to friend me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. Check out my YouTube videos. Just about everything you can imagine in social media. I like to be active there and like to share information with my listeners. So make sure you check that out, www.jazzandbeyond.com. All right, let's continue on. I'm going to introduce here a great sax player who you probably never heard of. Not many people have. But he's been around for a long time and plays in New York City and upstate New York, where he's from. I think he's from the Syracuse, New York area. But he is really a fine sax player, as you all hear. He's got some incredible chops. And he's got a brand new album out called Overdrive. Also, dig the vibe player you'll hear on this one, Ben Galise. We're going to hear him on this track and the next track that I'm going to play. But we're starting out with Walt Weisskopf. As I said, the album is Overdrive. We're going to hear a track called Like Mike. We'll be right back. That is an album called Duotone, and that is a creation of Ken Fowser and Ben Galise. Ken Fowser, a fine tenor sax player, and Ben Galise just ripping it up on the vibraphones. We heard a track called Back to Back. That's Ken Fowser on tenor, Ben Galise on vibes. Donald Vega also did a great piano solo on that, cooking. David Wong on bass, and Willie Jones III on drums. And before that, we heard from Walt Weisskopf. Also, you heard Ben Galise on that as well. But Walt Weisskopf, really just a killing tenor sax player. If you get a chance to catch him live in New York, you should do it. He plays often at Smalls in New York, a really nice club in the Village. But that group is Walt Weisskopf on tenor, Ben Galise on vibes, Yotam Silberstein on guitar, Peter Zak on piano, David Wong on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. That is a fine quintet or sextet. And you can hear all those cats playing in New York City at various times in different settings. So that's a nice New York sound on that great album. Walt Weisskopf, the album is called Overdrive. Time now is 5:01. This is WHUS2.